Tonight, chaotic scenes like this playing out across Charlotte. This surveillance video capturing people fleeing a laundromat as federal agents arrive. A man texted his family this video shot inside a Border Patrol van to let them know he'd been detained. Another man wrestled to the ground inside a fast food restaurant under construction. Border Patrol says it has arrested more than 250 people 5 days into its immigration crackdown here.
He's breaking the window. He's got an assault rifle pointed at her.
It's unclear how many of those people have criminal records. This woman, a legal permanent resident, said she was questioned by Border Patrol and asked for her papers at the bank. The target was to go after criminals, and they are not doing that. They are after good people. My legs were shaking, and I had documents, she tells us. Many in Charlotte's Hispanic community say they're scared to leave their homes.
People are just staying home, even to do groceries. They're locked in for their own safety.
Erica tells us one man at her church is afraid to leave home for life-saving kidney dialysis. Some North Carolinians welcoming the enforcement. Renee White drove more than 2 hours to show her support for immigration agents.
I was able to pick up a couple of dozen of donuts and some coffee and to let them know that I supported them. And I totally support what they're doing in Charlotte.
Is this what you voted for?
Yes, it is. Yep. I voted for it in 2016. I voted for it in 2020 and I voted for it in 2024.
More than 1,000 people have signed up to come to this church tonight to learn how they can help immigrants spot Border Patrol in their communities. Tom?